Proverbs 15:27 says, "He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live." This is not telling you to be a Grinch and hate gifts given at special occasions. Believe it or not, I've seen the second half of this proverb quoted to support the cultic stand against birthdays and Christmas. And we won't take time to thoroughly debunk that absurd claim, because this text has nothing to do with holiday gift giving. The context here is referring to what falls under the category of a bribe, or something given to cause a conflict of interest. A very clear explanation is given in the scriptures in 2 Chronicles 19, verses 5 through 7, where King Jehoshaphat was restoring the nation of Israel, or the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom, to the Lord. And it was after a time of falling away. And the account says, quote, "And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts." End quote. In other words, if you're on trial and you or your attorney cannot lavish the judge with gifts in an effort to sway his decision, the judge should refuse all such gifts. Later in Proverbs 29:4, we read that the king by judgment established the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. And the leadership of both major parties here in America today are destroying our country because they're on the take. Foreign countries and large corporations have bought our political leaders, and we're seeing Proverbs 29:4 fulfilled right before our eyes. Whether it's nations or individuals, the fact remains that being swayed by bribes or gifts results in the death of that nation or individual. But he that hateth gifts shall live. I knew a guy who ran a small business. He had two ladies working for him, and one of the ladies was a little overweight, not really much to look at, didn't have hardly any personality, but she was great at her job. The other lady looked like an actress. She flirted with the boss and gave him little things like coffee and donuts and invited him to go out to lunch. There was never anything sexual or blatantly inappropriate going on, but her little gifts of flattery and treats won him over. The time came when he had to lay several employees off, and one of those ladies had to go. Guess who went? The frumpy, unattractive, hardworking, and productive lady was let go. The very attractive, flirty lady stayed on. And within a week or two, it began to be obvious that she was not good at her job. The frumpy lady had been carrying her, so to speak. And a few weeks later, that attractive lady just stopped showing up for work. When the business owner finally got a hold of her, she cried and told him she just couldn't work alone. And since he couldn't afford them both, he tried to call the frumpy lady up and rehire her, but she had already gotten a new job and had better pay and better benefits at the other place. So he was stuck. His office, the accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll, and all sorts of other things just became a mess. The poor guy never did get it straightened out, and he eventually had to close his shop. It turned out that his judgment was clouded by numerous others who had given him kickbacks and other gifts, which resulted in the overall failure of his business. That man loved gifts, and his business died. But he that hateth gifts shall live. Churches, homes, schools, the justice system, government, and individuals should all learn this principle of making decisions based on merit and not being influenced by gifts, no matter what form they take. May each of us heed God's wisdom and walk uprightly. As we saw in Proverbs 2:7, it says that he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly.